Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Unbelievable. February 29th, Seattle, Washington, snowing. It is snowing here. Wow. I feel like I'm still living back on the East Coast. Of course, they've been having 60-degree temperature and much more. Hello, Mr. Benny. You got any snow where you are?
No. We're pretty much wet, but you never know. It could travel down a little south from where you are. I think it's kind of spotty around the Seattle area, so it may be snowing heavily in your area. It may be raining in your area. It may be sunshiny where Katya is, because that's usually where the sunshine always hangs out at.
Yeah, it always hangs out with Katya. We, of course, know that, though, don't we?
We're jealous.
I know we are. Oh, my goodness. We got a great show for you today. You know, think about it. When it's snowing outside and you got the fire in the fireplace, what do you want to talk about? Essential oils. That's actually what we do want to talk about. Katya Defani is joining us here today. She is a superb herbalist and the founder of Urban Wellness, a retail herb shop in Kirkland, Washington. And so today we've got a couple of things we're going to talk with you about. But first and foremost, you know, Katya studied nutrition from a whole foods perspective at Urban Wellness. What they do is they teach amazing classes. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of giveaways for you guys today for joining her in one of her classes, and she'll explain this to you. But beyond herbal medicines and nutrition, she has been someone that has taken on a life journey, a life path, to really explore many forms of health care, including naturopathic medicine, acupuncture, Chinese medicine, homeopathy, chiropractic medicine, and much more. You know, Katya believes that all health and wellness tools have their place and can be uniquely suited for each situation and person. For me, she is my go-to person. When I need to get something made, when I need to have something happen, a class or something customized for a group event I'm having at my house, I go visit Katya, and there we go. Today, two of you will have the opportunity to win a voucher to a class at Urban Wellness, and it will be the class of your choosing. It could be an essential oil class. It could be a soap class. It could be that and so much more. Katya, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. It's really nice to be back on. It's been a couple months. I missed you.
I know. I run into you more out in the public than we've been in the studio.
I know. That's wonderful.
We hang out at the same places. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about essential oils for a minute, because what I want to do is I want to give people a definition of what they are and what they aren't. I think we are a little confused about oils. I think we're not really sure what essential oils mean. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for you to take us back to Essential Oils 101.
Fantastic. Can do. Yeah, it's actually something I talk about in almost all the classes I teach. I weave essential oils in there because they're so therapeutically relevant for inhalation and just having in your environment. Like that was a great image. Snowing outside, you have the fire going. You can have oils diffusing in your home, so you can have eucalyptus going, which is very, like, to me, conjures up winter because I think of, like, being inside and baths and steam saunas and that kind of thing. But a lot of people have their different scents that they associate with different things or take them back to a time, whether it's summer or the beach or whatever. And so essential oils can be used for that. But then essential oils also have all these applications in skincare, for topical uses, for therapeutic effects, so antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, rejuvenating the skin, preventing wrinkling, antioxidant, all these wonderful properties. So essential oils need to be distinguished from carrier oils or base oils. So we think of, you know, massage, and you have, or you are, you're talking about body oils or things like that. And those are like almond oil or olive oil or coconut or jojoba, all these beautiful oils that are pressed straight from the seed or whatever part of the plant they come from. And so essential oils, to differentiate, are the aromatic compounds of plants. So when you walk by a lavender bush or rosemary and you rub your hand along it, you come away with the scent on your hand, right? Like you put it up and you're like, oh, you just inhale this incredible aroma. And so that, thousands of years ago, they figured out how to capture that aroma by doing steam distillation. So they basically pass steam through the plant material, and then as it gets cooled in these, usually it's copper stills, or that's traditionally what it was. And as it cools and condenses and forms water droplets, it collects and the water floats, the oil floats to the top, and that's poured off. And so it's the very concentrated essence from the plant. And so they're called essential oils partly because of that. It's like the essential part of the plant that it takes this very specific process to get it from. And they're also called volatile oils. Sometimes you'll hear them referred to that because they're these tiny little particles that volatilize or go into the air very easily. So that's why they're carried up by the steam. That's why we smell them so strongly. And so these little tiny particles then, you know, cross into our olfactory membranes and activate certain parts of our brain, especially the oldest parts of our brain, like the limbic system, which is our emotional center. So scent is a very powerful sense. As most people know, there's usually a memory triggered by a scent, or there's certain states of mind that can be triggered by smelling certain things, especially if they're 100% pure plant-based essential oils, because they actually have compounds in them that activate certain parts of our brain. So other than just memory or emotion, they also can help activate the endocrine system, the hormone system, and they can do things like promote GABA production, which is calming, and sedate, so help with sleep. So there's all sorts of actions that they can have, too, on our brain and our body by inhaling them and by applying them to our skin. So I don't want to go on some long, because I could talk forever about essential oils, but does that seem like a good foundation?
Yeah, I think what you talked about is really important, and we're going to talk about it for the rest of the hour as well, because there's a real distinction. And mm-hmm. I think as we talk about the show, you know, people always wonder, you know, why is it that essential oils, why do they work? I mean, the way you just described them makes sense. Because mm-hmm. if essential oils work, why don't other oils work? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what you've just described here is, you know, their contents, their makeup, why they work. You know, the other thing I think you talked to is, and maybe you can talk about this before, you know, right now, mm-hmm. is why you don't need a lot, to use a lot of them at any one point in time.
Absolutely, yeah. So they're highly, highly concentrated and therapeutically active. So one thing that I always make sure I distinguish in my classes and when I talk to people about essential oils is that you have a carrier or base oil, usually that you dilute the essential oils in, because they're just very pure and you don't put them straight on your skin, generally speaking. So that's something that's very clear. So instead of needing, so you buy lavender essential oil, which is probably the most known oil in the world, for example, and it's in this tiny little bottle, and you're like, wow, I'm paying, you know, a good amount of money if you're getting a high-quality therapeutic-grade lavender, which is something we can talk about, too. It's like you definitely, there's a difference in qualities of essential oils out there. But so you're saying, okay, I'm spending $10 for this little vial, and it seems so small, but really, like, if you're going to apply it to your skin in any way, you're going to dilute it hugely. So say you have an ounce of carrier oil, like almond oil, that you're going to use as massage oil, and you want to do a rub on your child before bed or something that's really soothing and calming on their feet or their hands with lavender, which is really a nice one to use when you're trying to calm and relax somebody. And so then you might add 10 drops to that ounce of carrier oil, 10 drops of essential oil, and that will last you a while. And you might just inhale directly from the bottle to have the effect and not even apply it anywhere or put it into anything, and therefore you're not even using the oil, really. You're just smelling it. So, yeah, they're very, very concentrated, and there's lots of ways to disperse them and use essential oils. That's another thing that people, often people come in to my shop, for example, or places where there's essential oils, and smell a lot of them and smell the testers, and they might be really drawn to certain scents. And then they're like, well, now what do I do with it? Like, how do I use it? How do I have it around me? So there's lots of different ways to do that. You can just dilute it in a base lotion or almond oil or something like that and apply it to you. You can put a couple drops in some sea salt and put it in your bath. That's a really lovely way. You can also put it, like, sometimes people have done the steam inhalations over the stove. So you put, like, a pot of water on the stove, heat it a little bit, put a drop or two on the top of the water, and the steam will carry it, like, through your house, or you can put your head over it and inhale directly. Yeah. There's also really cool diffusers that literally, like, you put 5 to 10 drops in the top of, and they either use heat, which burns off the oil, which gets it out strongly into the air at first, and then it kind of dies back. Or you can use cold air-based nebulizers, either cold air or cold water. And I sell one that I absolutely love in my shop. It's an ultrasonic nebulizer. So it's water bath, and then you put a few drops on the top of the water, and it uses a ultrasonic vibration and lifts the oils off into the air. And so I have that going in my shop all the time, and one of the most common things like people say when they come into my shop is, wow, it smells really good in here. And it's like I'm using literally 5 to 10 drops of oil for the whole day. So that gives you an example of what you just said. Like, you don't need to use much of them to have a therapeutic benefit. So people inhale that and have that scent. And I also really feel, and this is something I find really wonderful about essential oils, is that they can be, they're very antibacterial, a lot of them, and antiviral to some degree. And so having small amounts, and you don't need to, like, just have your place saturated in the scent of essential oil, but just in small amounts of things like oregano and thyme and eucalyptus and lemon in your environment can really inhibit the growth of mold, fungus, and then viruses that are getting spread and bacteria. And I really feel like one of the ways that I stay really well, you know, I have a lot of people that come in my shop that are sick, obviously looking for help and have some sort of virus or bacteria. And I really use essential oils proactively to help prevent myself from getting sick because they really can keep your airways clear. And they've shown that certain compounds in these essential oils can actually bind to the viruses and bacteria in your airways and keep them from infecting cells. So it's like a step back from, like, things like echinacea and things that stimulate your immune system, elderberry, which are really great once you start to feel something and even to prevent getting sick sometimes. But this actually stops it from before it's even had a chance to stimulate your immune system, basically. So there's
I mean, I'm always amazed at the diversity. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, a couple things are going to happen. We're going to go through and we're going to talk about very specific oils, what they can be used for, how significant they are, how do these antibacterial essential oils work. But also, before we do that, we're going to be telling you about some of the classes coming up. We're going to open up the phone lines, and the first two callers each will receive a voucher to one of Katya's phenomenal classes. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Join us Saturday, March 3rd for the grand opening of the Ascension Foundation's Healing and Educational Center at the Crystal Voyage Building in Tacoma. Events are free all day. Hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. with speakers every 30 minutes, door prizes, and a raffle with gifts from Saint Germain and Master Buddha. Join a free seance from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. if you're one of the first 40 people to register at the door. Call 800-508-6437 or go to our website, ascensionfoundation.com.
It's time to get your glow on. March 2nd through 4th at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 5 entertainment stages, over 60 seminars, and best of all, shopping. New this year are special theme days with prizes. On Fitness Friday, wear your tennis shoes. Then stay for Girls Night Out from 5 till 8, packed with wild and crazy fun. The Fashion Police will be there on Stylin' Saturday. And let your glow shine on Spirit Sunday. Meet actress and author Linda Evans. Dave from Dave's Killer Bread and his rockin' band, and Hollywood numerologist Glynis McCants, plus fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule, and back for all 3 days, Seattle's hottest firefighters. Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Safeway, BECU, Constant Contact, and Como TV. At Century Link Event Center, March 2nd through 4th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. Learn more at nwwomenshow.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. What a fun show. This is really kind of cool. And, you know, honestly, I have to thank Katya Defani. She is the founder of Urban Wellness. We're going to tell you about her shop and her classes in a minute. But I really have to thank her for the introduction into essential oils and all of the different ways to use them, especially in soaps. I mean, this is a big conversation. I am sure there is going to be much more information that we don't get in here. But before we do, Katya, what I would love for you to do to kick us off here is tell us about some of the upcoming classes. Then we'll open up the phone line so we can give away of two vouchers for two different listeners to the class of their choice.
Fantastic. Great. Yeah, so I have some great classes coming up. I kind of have some standards that I teach all the time because they're very popular. Like there's one on lotion and salve making, and we talk a lot about essential oils in that class because we actually learn how to make a lotion from scratch, make a salve or a lip balm, and then there's a lot of things you can do to make your lotion more therapeutically active by adding essential oils to it, and also just like really make you feel good. You know, if you're making a lotion for your body, and you want to put that on a daily basis, it's really nice to be able to choose which oils like really make you feel good and make you feel happy or whatever effect you're going for. And then, so that one's always there. That one's really popular. Body scrubs and masks is really fun, learning about different clays, which we've talked about before. And then I'm offering a lot of some fun, like specific focus classes, like one on digestive health using the power of herbs. And that's, you know, something I see a lot come through my door, people with chronic digestive issues, whether it's acid reflux or irritable bowel kind of things, or just general irritation or gas and bloating, just not digesting well. Maybe they have some food allergies and their intestinal lining isn't healing well. So there's a lot that herbs can do to help support digestive health, and so we'll go through a lot of that and some ways that you can use those in your daily life. So that one's coming up. And then one that's really relevant for the season right now, or the season we're entering into, spring, is herbal anti-inflammatories and allergy relief. So, yeah, a lot of people are starting to come in already being like, uh-oh, allergies are coming. You know, I want to be prepared this year. And also, you know, there's just a lot of general inflammation in our culture. So I'm going to talk about the herbal approaches to that, using either teas or capsules or powders is something that I really love, or adding powders, smoothies and stuff on a daily basis that come from plants. And then there's a lot of things that actually have an antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effect that are very different than over-the-counter antihistamines, which a lot of people associate with feeling groggy or drowsy, even though they may be helpful. So we'll go through a lot of that. So that's coming up on Saturday, March 10th, so two Saturdays from now. And then another one that's very specific is hormone balance, so herbs for mood, PMS, and menopause. So I'll be talking a lot about women's cycles and how herbs can help support that and help reduce pain during menstruation and help with the symptoms and transition of menopause and that kind of thing. So that's another thing that's very common for people to come in for, is looking for support and kind of leveling out the big mood swings or changes that occur around these hormonal shifts, whether it's monthly or the big shift of menopause. And so that's coming up on Saturday, April 14th. And then this one is very relevant to what we're talking about today. And we talked about it, I think, a couple months ago in our last class, was radiant skin, so oils for facial care, nourishment, and massage. And in that class, that was a really fun class. I offered that for the first time 2 months ago and got a huge response. It was a full class, and people really loved it. And it's just, like, really simple things you can do to nourish your skin using these carrier oils or base oils, like we were talking about, and then also adding essential oils to them that can be very therapeutically active on the skin. So that, we have another one of that, radiant skin oils for facial care, nourishment, and massage, which is on April 7th, Saturday, April 7th. And then I paired that the next, or 2 weekends from then, I offer a skin health from the inside out. So this is more like herbs and nutrients for radiant skin, things you take internally to help support your skin's health. So I thought those two would be really complementary for people who are really wanting to, like, have that radiant look about them, get the minerals they need to nourish their skin, help support their other organs of elimination, and also learn what they can put on their skin that's really simple and yet really nourishing and helpful and actually very inexpensive compared to a lot of skincare out there. So those two are coming up as well. So all my classes can be accessed, the full descriptions and everything, on my website, which is urbanwellness.net. So that's urbanwellness.net. And there's a class link. So just go there. All the information's on there, all the dates, all the different times. You can fill out a form on the left, or you can email or call. Our phone number is 206-330-2171. So feel free to call at any time. And you can also, if you don't remember my name or how to spell it, of Urban Wellness, you can type in Herb Kirkland, and I'm the first one that pops up. So just, like, type that into anywhere. Because a lot of times people forget, and they hear Urban over and over again, and they think the U-R-B-A-N, but just, you know, think Herb, as they say. Britney,
as so. Olivia Newton-John would say, Herb.
Exactly.
That is exactly the way she says it. All right, so here's what I'd like to do. For those of you out there that would love to win a voucher to the class of your choice, we've made it really easy. Just call toll-free into the show. Benny or Brian will pick up your information, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to actually take the first two callers, so you want to get in here really. I would like a voucher, and then you can pick out the class of your choice at any time, actually. You know, let's talk a little bit about specific herbs and what they do for a minute. And, you know, I was telling you during the break that, you know, you asked me what my favorite essential oil was.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, it depends on my mood, right?
Absolutely.
Like today, for example, I'll just give you an example. Today, for example, because we are getting snow and it is sticking on the ground, you know, when I think of, okay, if I were going to put something in a diffuser, what would it be? Well, it might be cedar.
Mm.
Right? It might be something that represents the pine or nature. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really grounding and bringing the outside in.
Grounding, yeah. So let's talk about some of these oils and specifically what...
Absolutely. So I absolutely adore essential oils, and I do exactly what you do, Dr. Potter. What you just said is that I choose them based on how I feel and how they make me feel a lot of times, unless I'm looking for something like the cold and flu away or antiviral properties. But I choose, you know, when I go into my shop and I start my diffuser in the morning and I'm like, okay, what oils do I put in? I put in what's going to, like, kind of give me the effect that I want for that day. And oils can really, really do that. So, you know, like if I really want an uplifting blend, I might put a citrus oil in there. So those are some of my favorites this time of year because they're really sunny and happy smells, and they feel that way to me. So things like orange essential oil, lemon, grapefruit, mandarin, bergamot is one of my favorite, and a lot of people recognize the bergamot smell from Earl Grey. So Earl Grey tea is black tea leaves laced with bergamot essential oil usually. So you get that really kind of uplifting and balancing aroma. And so, and then I also love, you know, like the uplifting scents of like eucalyptus. I love the spruce, fir, pine genre, like you just mentioned. Those are very like, feels like I'm walking into a forest. So sometimes that's what I need, is just to feel like I have nature around me and feel really centered and grounded. And another, I also really like blends. Different essential oil blends can be really nice. So every company has their different formulas and their different blends, or sometimes it's really fun. And I don't know if you do this, Dr. Pat, in your diffuser, to put several different oils together in combination. So I'll have several different oils and I'll just say, you know what, I'm going to put a little bit of bergamot, a little spruce in there today. Maybe I'll put a little bit of cinnamon or something, and just kind of see how that combination works together and mix and match and play around with it a little bit.
Okay, so here's the burning question. You know, here's the question that I want to kind of leave us with out here for people. One of the things that I think happens with folks is they get completely overwhelmed with different things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I've discovered is that's why I come to you.
Yeah.
Because I say, Katya, this is what's going on. I want to make sure that people know that they can pick up the phone and call you and do that.
Absolutely.
There are essential oils that help people through so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to go through some of these essential oils, some that are let's just say, more common, but some that are from around the world. We did a show about that, and people love that. Some of the least talked about essential oils have some of the most incredible powers. Katya Defani is joining me here today. When we come back, get ready to take your notes, get ready to write some information down, and get ready to call Katya. Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
It's time to get your glow on. March 2nd through 4th at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 5 entertainment stages, over 60 seminars, and best of all, shopping. New this year are special theme days with prizes. On Fitness Friday, wear your tennis shoes. Then stay for Girls Night Out from 5 till 8, packed with wild and crazy fun. The Fashion Police will be there on Stylin' Saturday. And let your glow shine on Spirit Sunday. Meet actress and author Linda Evans, Dave from Dave's Killer Bread and his rockin' band, and Hollywood numerologist Glynis McCants, plus fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule, and back for all 3 days, Seattle's hottest firefighters. Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Safeway, BECU, Constant Contact, and Como TV. At CenturyLink Event Center, March 2nd through 4th, the Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. Learn more at nwwomenshow.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve. Hey, everybody, welcome back. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. And remember, we're going to be at the Northwest Women's Show. We're going to be in booth 1328 and 1330, live broadcast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on Sunday, we will be at the Girl Talk stage, Spirited Sunday, panel discussions, raffles, readings, and the like, all day on Sunday. And it's going to be amazing. Kathy Adefani joining me here today. You know what? We're talking about essential oils. And, you know, there are so many that are out there. Whenever I have a question about any of this, all I do is call Katya, and we put something together. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to kind of take you down the path of some of the more common oils, but then you might be hearing about a few you've never heard about before, you know, some of these oils from around the world. Katya, where would you like to start?
Well, since we're kind of doing common and then unique and maybe not so well-known, let's start with the most probably common of all, which is lavender, one of the most common. I'd say lavender and rose are probably, like, world-famous. Like, most people know those scents. Most people really like them. And the reason I want to start with lavender is because I feel like lavender is used so much that a lot of people kind of assume that it doesn't have that much going on with it, right? Like, it's not that, you know, it's so common that it's just become this thing that's like, ah, whatever, lavender. But lavender is actually very, very therapeutically active. And so one of the things we talked about is how you don't use essential oil sprayed on your skin, right? Well, lavender is one of the few exceptions. So you don't want to, like, rub it all over yourself by any means straight, but it is really excellent to have on hand, to have in your home, to have in your first aid kit, like, because it really can help with if you burn your finger on the stove or burn yourself on the fire when you're basically in on a beautiful day or whatever. It's like you immediately put essential oil right on it, and it is amazing how quickly it reduces the swelling, the pain, and it really stops it from progressing to a full, like, burn. And I've seen it happen on myself. I've seen it happen on so many people, and people are usually just so surprised with how well it works. So lavender essential oil straight on a burn, fantastic. It's also really great for bug bites or bee stings. So in the summer, you know, when your kids are running around or you're outside a lot and these things happen, you just put essential oil, like, dab it straight on that area, and it takes out the sting and the swelling and reduces the pain really fast because it acts on the nerves, the nervous system, topically on your skin, as well as by inhaling it. It has this really profound effect on our central nervous system, which is why everyone knows it for being calming and promoting sleep and all these things. So cuts, scrapes, bruises, anything like that, like, put a lavender essential oil. It's really amazing for that. And then it's also going to have that sedating, calming effect. So if someone's really traumatized by having, like, you know, gotten stung by a bee, like a little kid or something like that, just the scent, having the scent of lavender, breathing that in while you're putting that on that bee sting can really help calm them down too. So that's another added bonus. You can add it to your bath before bed or a massage oil. It really helps calm you and get you relaxed for sleep. And it also helps with congestion and clear congestion in your lungs and in your head. So if you have a head cold or something going on that's causing congestion, inhaling lavender essential oil either as a steam or in a bath or putting it in some carrier oil and applying that to your chest can really help ease congestion. And it's also got some immune supportive and antiviral and antibacterial properties too. So lavender is really, really fantastic. And it's really important, and this is where I want to point out, because it's so common and so widely available, that it's really important to know a bit about the quality of the essential oils you choose, because lavender is the most popular oil, but it's also the most adulterated. And that word means that it's been tampered with the most. So whether it's you buy a lavender oil, it smells like lavender, but actually it doesn't say 100% pure essential oil or something like that. It's actually been cut with a fragrance oil. So a synthesized lavender might have been added to the real essential oil that's been extracted from the plant so that it's cheaper for the manufacturer. and then they ship that off. And that's in a lot of perfumey products. I've had people come in and tell me they can't stand the smell of lavender, but when they smell the actual lavender essential oil, they're like, wow, that's really different. Because what they're used to smelling is maybe the artificial scent, and what they smell in perfumes, what they smell in body lotions that are widely available in drugstores and stuff like that is probably not real lavender. And then right. why that's important is because if you're going for the therapeutic effect of lavender, it has to be real essential oil, because it's the constituents in the oil itself from the plant produces naturally, that have an effect on our nervous system and have the effect on inflammation and have this effect on our immune system. If you're smelling artificial lavender, it doesn't have that complexity. It doesn't have those compounds in it. So you're not actually getting the therapeutic effect. It may, like, just by liking the smell, have a little bit of one, but it's not going to be the powerful effect you might be looking for. So that's really important. So lavender is something that actually we can be very proud of here in the Northwest, too, because, you know, you have, like, the Squim Lavender Festival, and, you know, lavender grows really well here, certain varieties of it. So it's something that's very, like, accessible, very, you know, common around here. So.
Well, it is. And, I mean, to actually be able to go out in the summer and really harvest the lavender is really pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, yeah, it's really incredible. You know, and the lavender fields are beautiful. So that's one of the more common ones. What's another common one that people love to use?
So another common one, I would say, well, I have a couple here that I think, would you consider jasmine a common one?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I think jasmine is.
Jasmine.
I think rosemary. I don't know. I think rosemary and jasmine, for some reason, you know, are kind of up there.
Yeah, and eucalyptus. I mean, there's so many that, like, people might be at least familiar with. But I want to talk about jasmine just because it's been my favorite lately. Just I've grown to really enjoy and use lavender and jasmine. I mean, and it's not one that I was traditionally, like, drawn to that much, but. It's a very floral, heady scent. Like, if people aren't familiar with it, it's very feminine. It's very sweet smelling. If you've ever seen jasmine plants, it blooms at night. And so a lot of times it's, like, warmer climates, and you brush against it at night and get this waft of jasmine. It's very sensual. It's called the queen of the night. It kind of has that, like, moonlit night, moon on the ocean kind of feel to it. And, one of the reasons that I was drawn to it is it's considered euphoric, which is kind of a fun word. So it produces a state of euphoria in your body because it actually stimulates neurotransmitter activity in your brain that's uplifting, that has this sort of like, ooh, like everything's good and kind of this floating feeling of euphoria. So, you know, you're probably going to want to run out and try breathing in jasmine now that I've described it that way. Like, does it make you float? I don't know. But it's very euphoric. And then the other thing is my colleague Kimberly, who works for me, and she's also a nutritionist and herbalist, she taught a class recently, Herbal Aphrodisiac, and she talked about how jasmine has compounds in it that are actually very similar to female pheromones. So men tend to really like jasmine oil. They tend to be really drawn to it. And it's something, you know, like if you're, as a woman, like having a little jasmine on you can definitely like make you feel very feminine and attractive, and men will definitely notice it. And that can be really subtle. You just like put a little bit in your hair, a little on your wrist. And so I thought that was kind of cool about it too. The male equivalent, so sandalwood is the one that has pheromones that have similar to male pheromones. I mean, has compounds that are similar to male pheromones. So sandalwood is one that men could wear, or, I mean, these both can be crossed, you know, anybody can wear them. But sandalwood, definitely a lot of women really like the smell of sandalwood because of that. So that's kind of an interesting thing, too, about jasmine. So that's another one that people might be familiar with, but it's also one of the hardest to distill, and it's also a rare, very expensive one. So, again, probably a lot of the products, unless you know it's a reputable essential oil company, or you get it from somebody that you trust, that you feel like sources well, it's probably synthetic. So if you want the effects that we were just talking about, you want to make sure it's a real jasmine essential oil. So
I mean, that's really the thing to look out for. I mean, there are also other distinctions between organic and non-organic.
Absolutely.
And how important is that? To give us an idea about that.
So I actually think that's incredibly important when you're looking at essential oils. So not only because I tend to think organics are better anyway, because the cultivation practices restore the soil and the microorganisms and all these things, but So certain chemical fertilizers and insecticides and pesticides actually are also volatile. So like I was just saying, essential oils are tiny little particles. They go into the steam, they go into the air, so do these chemicals. So if you have a plant laden with those and you have it steam extracting and then it's concentrated into this little vial, you're actually concentrating the chemicals. You're concentrating the insecticides, you're concentrating those volatile fertilizers. And then you're going to put that on your skin, or you're going to inhale it and have it have a direct impact on your brain. So it's really important that they're organic if you're going to be using them in any sort of capacity. And so I just think that that's a good one. I'm glad you brought that up, because I really feel like you want to make sure it's therapeutic grade. You want to make sure it's 100% pure essential oil. It should say that on the bottle. And also, I think it absolutely needs to be organic.
Well, I think that's really, I mean, basically, that's really an important point for in so many ways, so many areas, because actually we don't really think about that. I mean, here we are taking a concentrated oil, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we're doing with that is we're concentrating it into our body, so to speak.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. There are so many different ways we can look at this for so many different things. One of the things that we're going to talk about here in a minute are some of these essential oils that can be basically from different parts of the world. And, you know, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Katya is going to take us around the world. What are some of these, you know, what are some of these essential oils that maybe you have not heard about but are sort of making their way to the top of the list in terms of their healing potential, in terms of their calming potential, and in terms of their overall well-being for us? Katya Dafani joining us here today. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Time to get your glow on. March 2nd through 4th at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 5 entertainment stages, over 60 seminars, and best of all, shopping. New this year are special theme days with prizes. On Fitness Friday, wear your tennis shoes. Then stay for Girls Night Out from 5 till 8, packed with wild and crazy fun. The Fashion Police will be there on Stylin' Saturday. And let your glow shine on Spirit Sunday. Meet actress and author Linda Evans, Dave from Dave's Killer Bread and his rockin' band, and Hollywood numerologist Glynis McCants, plus fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule, and back for all 3 days, Seattle's hottest firefighters. Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Safeway, BECU, Constant Contact, and Como TV. At Century Link Event Center, March 2nd through 4th, the Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. Learn more at nwwomenshow.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Join us Saturday, March 3rd for the grand opening of the Ascension Foundation's Healing and Educational Center at the Crystal Voyage Building in Tacoma. Events are free all day. Hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. with speakers every 30 minutes, door prizes, and a raffle with gifts from Saint Germain and Master Buddha. Join a free seance from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. if you're one of the first 40 people to register at the door. Call 800-508-6437 or go to our website, ascensionfoundation.com.
Would you like to be uplifted and inspired on a daily basis and give your heart a voice to express itself? 2012 is set to be a year of exciting possibilities. Wouldn't it be great if you could create a morning ritual that allows you to stop for a moment and simply take a deep breath and observe the beauty of your surroundings? Start each day with an intention and pick one of our 365 messages of gratitude and let it connect you to your heart. And then watch with amazement how relevant the message is for the day. For a night ritual, write your experiences on our gratitude journal and watch the life of your dreams unfold right before your eyes. Offer yourself these gifts of gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Always feels younger. I see your face.
everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Kathy is joining me here today. I love this conversation. Essential oils. Kathy, before we jump into essential oils from around the world, let's give out your information again, you know, okay. Your website and your phone number, because people can call you and they can order things over the phone as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are on the internet at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net. And then we're located in downtown Kirkland. So if you live in the area, like, come by, check us out. We have a lot of, it's a really cool shop to come just peruse around in. There's a lot to look at and smell and test and try on. And these essential oils, it's so important that you actually get to smell them because that's all of what it's about, right? So come on down and check those out. Our phone number is 206-330-2171. And you can always email us as well. So if you're anywhere in the country and listening to this and you want to just, like, pop out email to us with a question, we'll get back to you absolutely, or you can call. And our email is info@urbanwellness.net, so super easy. Or you can go to the website, and there's a link for contact us, and it has all our information on there. So please do.
All right. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. There's so many of these out there. I mean, let's just be honest. There's so many essential oils.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's hard for us to decide what to pick, what to talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you pick a couple of your favorites?
Okay.
Yeah.
I will, absolutely. So one of my favorites, which I don't think is very well known, is called vetiver. So it's V-E-T-I-V-E-R, vetiver. And so the one that I carry in my shop is from Madagascar. So that's very unique. But it also grows really well in Central America, Central and South America, like Ecuador and Costa Rica and Nicaragua. And they use it in Ecuador, I know, especially to, like, help stabilize slopes because it's a grass. So it's this grass, and they actually use the roots of the vetiver grass to distill into essential oils because it's got a lot of oils in it. It's very and it's like I can conjure up, you know, just picturing, like, pulling grass out of the earth, you know, and having that kind of, like, earthy, wet, grassy smell altogether. That pretty much sums up vetiver. Vetiver has this very rich, earthy smell to it. And the reason that it's one of my favorites is that it's very grounding. So you can imagine just by smelling it, putting a couple drops on the bottom of your feet, like just putting a little bit on you, it just brings you right into your body. So one of the things I like to suggest to people is if you're like out talking to the public a lot, or you're one of those people who's out doing a lot of things during the day and you come back at night and you just need to, like, kind of come back into yourself, you've kind of been out there doing a lot for other people, it can just really, like, bring you back into your center really fast. And if you do foot soaks, which I teach a class on bath salts and foot soaks, and it's something that we don't do very much, people forget that it's like you don't have to pour a full bath, but you can just do a little tub and put your feet in it at the end of the day, or just when you feel like you need a little aromatherapy action and some heat on your feet or whatever, and you put, like, a drop of vetiver essential oil in that bath water, it'll just, like, really, like, center you and ground you. And they've actually shown in certain studies that vetiver is also very good for anxiety. So you can imagine, because it has that effect, anxiety is a very active mind. It tends to be, like, this high, very cerebral, high head kind of oriented thing. And if you can ground into your feet more and bring yourself back in your body, that can really help reduce anxiety and calm you. So vetiver is very calming and soothing. And I actually really, when I have people smell it on its own, don't usually love it right away by itself, but mixed with certain things, it can be really, really nice. So I really love to mix it. Lately, I make this bath blend I call my Spirit Ease Dead Sea Salt Soak, and it has vetiver, orange, so sweet orange, and vanilla. Oh my gosh, it's like my heaven. Like, I sink into that bath, and it's just like, oh, because you have, like, this really sunny orange, citrusy, fresh smell, and then it's just very well balanced by bringing it down a bit with this vetiver, which is very earthy and rich, and then you have that soft, like, sort of mid-tone sensuality of vanilla. It's lovely. Like, a lot of people just, like, smell that and just, like, kind of, you see them just kind of melt. It's just a really wonderful combination. So, and I also like to pair vetiver with floral notes like jasmine or rose or neroli, which is the orange blossom, because
yeah.
It's like you're having this really high floral note and you're bringing it balancing it out with a really earthy note, and you're bringing up that really earthy note with the floral. So it's just kind of, they normalize each other and really balance each other out. So vetiver is definitely one I would encourage you to go check out and smell, especially if you tend to, like, be out there in the public. Like I was saying, you tend toward anxiety, that kind of thing. It can really ground and center you. And so that's one that I think is fairly unusual that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, no, honestly, I mean, you know, we're just scratching the surface on some of these, but, you know, what folks can do, too,
and
I want to make sure, I know it. But, you know, here's really the fun thing I want to tell everybody. I mean, have the experience with Katya. I mean, I call it the experience, where you actually go down to the shop, and you're standing there with her, and you're telling her, you know, what you're trying to get a solution for.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's to calm yourself, whether it's to have a soap-making party, whatever that is. And she will actually, right in front of you, pull some things out and put them together. You have such incredible vast knowledge of this, and you make it look so easy. What one other one that perhaps people have not heard of that you use in some of the things you do?
Yeah, so another essential oil I thought would be really cool to mention is rose geranium. So this is a geranium that's rose-scented variety of geranium that's commonly distilled. And this particular one that I carry from Snow Lotus Aromatherapy is from Egypt. And the reason I mention this one is rose geranium has this really powerful affinity for females, for women, but it also is, and it's very balancing to women's hormones. That's why I wanted to mention it. So it's one of those that's great for, like, helping normalize the menstrual cycle. It's really great for menopausal symptoms. And one other thing that's really cool about rose geranium that I learned from this fantastic practitioner just in Kirkland there who uses essential oils in her acupuncture practice is that if you put a little bit of a rose geranium essential oil, like dilute it in a little bit of carrier oil and put it on the soles of your feet, right, the arch of your foot, just like every day, it gets absorbed into your skin and you're inhaling it, so it has this balancing effect on hormones. But one of the things she's noticed, and actually there's been some research on it, is that it helps lower sugar cravings.
Wow.
So if you tend to, like, really want sweets all the time and it kind of goes with maybe your hormone cycle, you know, around your period especially, you really crave carbs and sugars, it can really help cut that craving because it has that effect on your pancreas and it has this effect on insulin levels to some degree. They're not sure what yet. And then also just really balancing estrogens and progesterones in particular in the body. So that one's a really cool one as well because it's because of that affinity for the hormone balancing and also that blood sugar bit. I thought that was really cool. So I'd love for, you know, anyone who tries that out to give me feedback if it works for them because it's always good to collect that. I've had a few of my customers really have a positive response with that. So.
Well, you know, I think I think one of the great ways to wrap up this show is to basically talk about, you know, the kinds of ways essential oils are used. I mean, I alluded to the fact that you can put them in soaps and so forth and so on.
Absolutely.
Give us
candles.
A rundown of, I forgot about candles, right.
Yeah. And it's great in candles because, you know, a lot of the candles out there are artificially fragrant, you know, that we're used to, and then you're putting chemicals in your air and. So anyway, it's like really great to have like a good beeswax based candle or a soy based candle that has essential oils in it, and then it's just this really incredible scent in your home, not overpowering, but a really gentle, natural scent. And so candles, soaps, lotions, lip balms, salves. When we get into salves, you can all these different ways. Muscle rubs. You can have a salve for fungal infections with tea tree and oregano oils. You can have a salve for your chest for chest colds that has like eucalyptus and spruce. It's like, so the salve world just opens up into all these different ways you can use essential oils. You can use them in massage blends. You can use them in body oils. You can use them in facial serums and facial care. You can use them in hair care. You know, it's really nice. Like I was alluding with the jasmine, you know, you could have a little serum that you just have scented that you just lightly put over your hair in the morning so that your hair smells really nice. You can put them in diffusers. So we talked about there's all those different ways to diffuse essential oils into your home. A lot of people are familiar with the little candle diffusers. That you have a little dish over a candle flame, and that can be one way to disperse the oils. There's little ceramic ones that sit over light bulbs, although a lot of people are transitioning to fluorescent, so that doesn't work as well, but if the light bulb heats up, it disperses the scent. I have a car scenter. I have a little car diffuser that I use, that has that you put a few essential oils in and plug into your cigarette lighter in the car. And then it fills your car with whatever scent you want. So if you tend to a little road rage or have to commute a lot, you can put some calming essential oils in there. You can put it in your fast blends. I mean, it's just like unlimited what you can do with essential oils. And they're concentrated, so you can buy it, and it seems like maybe a little bit of an upfront investment, usually $10 to $20 depending on the oil. But you have it for a long time, and you can use it in all these applications.
This is great. Yeah, what a great show. Katya, we're going to have to do this again. Katya Defani, Urban Wellness, what a great show. I mean, this is amazing. Go get yourself some essential oils and chill out. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Let's go out and I can be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world.
Transformation Talk Radio.